This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald.
I'm Ramya Amadin, and this is Kelly and Ramya.
All right, Grant, homework now. You got to whip open the window and check for cherry blossoms. I got to feel that they can't be too far away, but I'm going to call in the cherry blossom expert. Ladies and gentlemen, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, we visit with our community reporters, and we always find out what's going on in different regions around the country. Today, we're going to Vancouver, and let's welcome in Carol Yapel, our community reporter out there. Carol, have you found those blossoms yet? Grant's been struggling finding them. I couldn't find them the other day here. What's the deal?
Well, hi, Kelly. Hi, Grant. Hi. I think that really we're now seeing the blossoms as a carpet of pink on the ground, more or less.
Well,
I think we're just about done with it. And, you know, it may be because we've had a lot of rain, and it may be that they just fell off a little early. What do you think?
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking. But I'm glad. I was worried that you'd be like, oh, yeah, they're all over the place and smell really nice. And I was like, oh, how did I not find them? So I'm glad we're having a similar experience there.
We reported on that last time.
They were a little early this year, I think. And I'm afraid now they're a little early to fall to the ground. So.
And we know it's a short window, right? And that's what we were talking about with our gardener. We talked about that with you, that when they're there, you got to get out, especially if you're going to find them fluttering down, floating, and get yourself caught up in that experience. And I was out tandem biking the other day doing the nose test and having my captain, look, do you see the blossom? They coming in? We've had too much rain. Forget it. Carol, speaking of being out on a bike, another cool thing to do is go out on a great walk. This is a walk. Everyone's welcome with Power to Be.
Yeah, that's right. And in fact, this one is going on Vancouver Island. So I had the chance to go over there a couple of weeks ago and I signed up and I'm going to go again this coming Sunday, May 5th from 1 to 3. And this is a walk at a really beautiful place called East Souk. This is just west of Victoria. And it's co-hosted by the Power to Be organization, which operates both on Vancouver Island as well as in North Van and West Van, and the Capital Regional District, which oversees 33 different parks on Vancouver Island. So this particular place has wide paths. It's very flat, and they're opening it up. Power to Be is hard to get into their program sometimes, but this is a free and open event. You do have to register, but you walk down this path and you immediately smell. Here we are with the blossoms again. These are apple blossoms that are coming out, but also it's just on the precipice of the ocean. And you get that ocean breeze like the minute you step off. And they're going to have a guide and naturalists. And I think that they have trail riders for people who require those. So I think it's really just a, you know, embrace of everyone to get out now that the weather is a little bit warmer and better and take in all of that sensory experience.
I love it. I love the idea, especially smelling things like that, going out, being with other people. But we just... I understand, you know, people who can see, they're looking around. There's so much to see at any given time. But that nose, so many people are learning a lot more about the smells, the wonderful sounds. We talk more about people birding or paying attention to all that stuff. So it's wonderful. And sorry, Grant, I cut you off.
No, it is wonderful. And that organization is so cool because oftentimes, you know, so often people with, you know, disabilities are sheltered just inside or maybe like, okay, there's this one sort of accessible, you know, leisure area, whatever that we're going to take you to. But that trail rider, I've seen that and that's pretty serious business. You can do some real hikes and nature trails with that. So that's really cool that they're just helping people basically embrace BC's amazing wilderness and outdoors.
Yeah, and they're having a new program this year called, and it's also free, coming up in the summertime, both in North Van as well as on the island, and it's called Have a Go Days. And I think what that means is have a try. But in any case, they're free and allowing people to, you know, experience being on land, maybe being on the water, and, you know, just taking in what they say is everyone belongs in nature. And, you know, I think sometimes, at least I am reluctant to go out if, I don't know, I'm worried about my vision and I'm not unsure. But, you know, the minute I get out there and start smelling those things, like you said, Kelly, and also just feeling the air, I'm invigorated and I'm glad that I pushed past my resistance to get out there.
Yeah.
So important.
To me, it really is. And I know sometimes it's tough, especially when you get thinking, am I up for the walk? Am I going? What if the weather's too warm, too hot, too cold? And you never, ever do something like that and come back home. Oh, no, I shouldn't have gone. There's so many wonderful things. That's awesome.
Awesome. All right. This is something that's very near and dear to our hearts. We're going to hopefully have some news on this show later on. But the 13th Annual Abilities Expo taking place in a couple of weeks. You want to tell us about that?
Sure. This is hosted by Connectra, which is part of the Disability Foundation, and it's happening on Wednesday, May 22nd, between 10 and 5 p.m. It's free, although you do have to register. And this is kind of a combination trade show, community gathering, meet new friends, figure out what the latest technology is available and services. And I think hundreds of people come every year just to, you know, be part of the community. And it happens at a beautiful place in Vancouver called the Roundhouse. I don't know if you go there, Grant, very often, but, you know, it's a terrific community center. Mm-hmm. And it's so accessible right there in the Yale Town SkyTrain mm-hmm. station. And it's a welcoming place for disabilities and all kinds of community members. So I'm really looking forward to checking this out. Are you going to be there, Grant?
We're working on it. We're working on doing some coverage, both live on the show and getting some interviews there too. Hopefully I'm not speaking out of turn.
Carol, are you going? You're going to be there, Carol? You're going to check it out?
Yeah, I'm signed up. Yep.
All right. Very good. Well, Grant, there you got a co-host.
Perfect. Hey, it's
poor
honestly...
Carol's sitting there. Hold on. No, hold on. I'm trying to enjoy the day, guys. Leave me alone.
Yeah, until I get an email. Hardy, why are you mentioning future plans? No, honestly, though, just looking through, you know, the types of presentations and exhibitors that are typically at this event, it's just so huge. Like, I imagine probably would just meet lots of friends, you know, people that I know, but also just take in some amazing organizations that are doing great work and empowering people with disabilities from people with disabilities too. So it's going to be super.
Awesome. I think when you see these things, you just look at lineups, you look up the people, you look at how much people just want to get out, learn what's there, but also just talk to people. I think these things are absolutely so crucial. Okay. Got all that movement. We walked. And now we're going to go hang out at the Roundhouse, which, you know, Grant's going to grab something to eat somewhere. But All Bodies Dance Project online. So this is really cool, Carol. One of your online items that so many of us around the world can take part in.
Yeah, that's right. And the All Bodies Dance Project actually is founded about 10 years ago, I think, at the Roundhouse. And they do have in-person classes there. But they do now online on Fridays, every Friday between 12 and 1 Pacific time. And it's a facilitated movement class in which, you know, audio description is so much a part of our lives. But how about feeling like you can move in your own space online, but you're in the community of others? So it's kind of a dance class, because it's shared with others, but you can do it in the safety of your own home. And these facilitators are so creative. They kind of make the whole experience of moving your body a kind of meditation, but there's also music. And then there are descriptive scenes where you can enact, you know, being a tree or being a bird, or you can sit in your chair or you can stand up, but they're so creative. And they make it available. This is also through Connectra on Fridays for free as an online program. And I've done it the past few weeks. It's so much fun. And it's also a nice community. Not all in Vancouver, but you know, throughout Canada and even some people from the States. So I encourage people to move inside as well as outside.
Well, and it's so many of us have the concerns of either going somewhere or how do I feel? How am I going to learn something if I'm not necessarily, unfortunately, some of us, our sense of spatial, it may be challenging. And I think when you have something like this that you can move your chair, move a table, or not even have to, but you know your space, Carol, it's magical when something like this is offered to you.
Yep. Allbodiesdance.ca.
It's great. I have participated as well in person. Great that they're moving online too. It's going to make it a lot more accessible and just make arts and entertainment and dance accessible to more people. It's going to be super.
Tremendous. Thanks, Carol.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
And Grant and Carol will be out mowing up or vacuuming up all those blossoms out there. That's making a mess because we just don't want them done, right? Want to keep them in the air, keep that smell alive. Anyway, we visit with our community reporters Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. That was Carol Yapel talking to us about some things from Vancouver.
Join us weekly for The Pulse with host Juita Gupta, who brings us closer to issues impacting the disability community across Canada. Watch The Pulse on YouTube or listen wherever you download your AMI podcasts.